Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Now we go to the opening commodity market report. Here is AM 580 and Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Tuesday morning in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 6:40, up 6 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.93, up 2.25 on the open. September 6.19, up 2. December 6:41, up 1.75 on the open. May corn opened at 4:20, up 6.5 on the open. July 4:28, up 6.75. September 4:37, up 7.5. December 4:48, up 7.75. March of 2010, 4:59.75, up 9 on the open. May 4:66.25, up 7.25. July of 2010, 4:74.5, up 7.5 on the open. And December of 2010, 4:45, up 1.75 on the open. May beans opened at 11:35, up 5 on the open. July 11:20, up 4. August 10:80, up 4. November 9.88, up 5. January of 2010, 9.89, up 2.25. March 9.91, up 7 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.64.50, up 2.10 on the open. July 3.46, up 1.60. July soybean oil open at 39.85, up 27 on the open. June live cattle open at 83.65, up 37.5 on the open. May feeders 99.70, up 15. May lean hogs 61.60, up 50. And July belly 78.90, down 60 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
Before we get into the particulars of all the numbers that we've seen in the last 18 hours from planting intention, progress reports yesterday afternoon through the WASDEs and crop productions, let's just get your overall feeling about the market and how it's played out off the opening bell.
Well, of course, the corn number with all the ethanol increased usage tucked into the report was very positive towards the corn, as was the estimate of the government's price increase looking there that way, and also that the exports were looking at to increase for next year. That, of course, is playing through this morning. You know, the bean number we know has been tight. We expected what we saw. We got what we expected there. And yet the call was for 10 higher, and here we are sitting down on 9 cents time in the July beans. So a little bit of confusion there as to what's really going on, and we hear that it's sort of been some fund liquidation. The funds have run this up over a dollar over the last couple weeks, and it looks like a strong report. They were willing to go in and take profits today. So a little bit surprised, and we'll have to see how it ends up at the end of the day to see how we really look at this report, I guess.
I wonder if they would have thought 130 ending stocks would be disappointing when the whispers were for something 120 or less.
Well, it looks that way, Dave. I think that the numbers that we saw today were about what we figured the government would do and not take all of it away at once. But it is a little less than what some of them were trying to estimate in there. But still some very tight stocks and really only gaining 100 you know, going from 130 to 230 for next year with the increased acres and probably with the weather we're looking at switching to a few more bean acres, basically that number was has to be on the low side of what we thought it could have been.
One of the things that the WASD folk in USDA did not do, I think, was change either planted or harvested acres on this report, leaving them at the March 30th prospective planting numbers. They did, however, change the yield, it looks to me like, on corn, bringing it down a bushel and a half below the 1990-2008 trend line, I guess in thoughts that the Eastern Corn Belt yield will be a little less.
Yeah, they looked at the planting dates. They looked at the planting progress. They dropped a bushel off the trend line yields, and that basically is, you know, is where some of the cutback come there. Also along the lines, and we look at the usage, why the tremendously large ethanol usage, the increase in exports for next year, figuring there'd be less wheat available, less feed wheat available in the world, all those things, you know, knocking us down very close to that billion bushel carryout of the number that we sort of feel comfortable with needing there for the corn, rather than this 1.6 to 1.7, which gives us a, you know, a comfortable overload or whatever of supply.
Well, they put ending stocks at 1.145. That's 455 million bushels less than this year. And I guess the question I have for you is, you know, nobody in the trade, you know, believed the March 31st numbers for even a nanosecond. So folks are already beginning to calculate in their best estimates for planted and harvested acres and coming up probably with quite different ending stock numbers. What is the, do you have a sense of what the trade range of ending stocks are given their recalculation of planted and harvested acres?
Well, I mean, the average guess was a 1.28, basically 1.3, so they were narrowing things on in. You know, the government went this year, and basically with what they were using, you were going to use more than we produced this year, basically along the way by the, you know, is what we're looking at. And that, I think that that is one of the things that, because of the increase in the ethanol along the way, that we can do that. You know, 470 million bushels over what our production is going to be is a big deal, Dave. You know, to cut our inventory by that much would be a big thing in the corn market.
Well, 41 takes it back up to sort of what I would call trend line. In other words, if all things being equal and folks are actually making money off the ethanol and the economy is not in the tank. And I guess USDA is making the assumption that we will have recovery in the economy for that season enough to bring it up to 41.
You know, there's two things going on. The government's assumed just what you said, or are they assuming that we will increase the mandate from 10 to 12%? One of the two things is out there. So that's what's going on. We would like to think that the economy will recover. We'd like to think that they'll up the mandate to 12%, both wishful thinking at this point in time. We do feel that this number does, in fact, though, give us a more positive outlook to corn than we have had in the near future or near past tense here that way, because I do think that those numbers are tighter.
Maybe it's the blend more than it is the economy, because they did not, on the other hand, increase corn supply for feed and residual. In fact, it went down 100 million bushels.
And that could easily be it. So, you know, as we look at it here today, we are somewhat puzzled by how we're looking at things. We're seeing very slow planting conditions over here. We do have some people trying to plant today. But we are thinking that there will be some shift of acreages to beans. A lot of farmers might not do a lot of acres, but we're hearing a lot of 50 to 100 acre shifts from different farmers that way that could easily put another million acres on the bean crop.
Do they have a sense of how long they'll wait? Will they wait till June 1, or have they made up their mind now for those kind of switches?
Well, I think the one field switches are being made as we speak. I think that after June 1st, we might see the more the 2 to 3 field switches going on, Dave.
Look at the charts technically. Look for a moment with me at the lead harvest month corn chart. And as you do that and see that we did have price strength today, we're holding well above what has been a tough area to crack through around the around the 416 area. Do you believe that we have a shot between now and the next report to take out January highs?
Well, I think that's going to depend much on the weather, and mm-hmm. I will say that you know, as we look at new crop corn, We're going to be watching the weather and the planting progress greatly. I think that with this report and whatever, I know that one of the major advisory services said that we did open up the next goal of 470 and possibly reaching 5 to 510 as far as December corn mm-hmm. could go with this report and with the delayed planting. So we'd have to say there is that definite possibility, but if we could get clear weather next week and planters would roll like the dickens, that $5 mark is going to be awfully hard to get to.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Looking at Scott Althoff's two-state extended highlights, he says that significant threat of severe thunderstorms and heavy rains on Wednesday across the Midwest are likely. The precipitation will put an end to any field work. Another round of significant precipitation is possible across the Midwest Friday and Saturday. Dry weather should set into the Midwest on Sunday through Thursday of next week. And over the next 1 to 2 weeks, we should see near average precipitation, but cooler than average temperatures across the Midwest. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and we're on the web at WILLAG.org.